Warning signs of a recession now flashing. J.P. Morgan forecasting a downturn in U.S. GDP for the year that will increase U.S. unemployment to 5.3%. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell warning of rising prices to come.
Tariff increases will be significantly larger than expected. And the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
President Trump today golfing in Florida, acknowledging the economic disruption his policies are causing, posting, "Hang tough. It won't be easy, but the end result will be historic." His administration now making big promises.
Wages are going to go up, profits are going to go up, and life's going to be beautiful here in America. Trust in Trump.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. Well, that was the voice of Peter Navarro, and that was an NBC report. And you hear it everywhere. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Well, is the sky falling? Because if it were falling, I'd want to tell you, and I'd want you to know, and I'd want to know myself. So I've invited one of my favorite economists on to talk with us today. It's former Congressman David Bratt, and he's going to be with us in just a second to kind of sort this thing out. This is Sandy Rios, by the way, on Sandy Rios 24/7. You can call us at 662-821-2040, or you can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can also listen to the podcast on any podcast platform. afr.net is home base, but you can listen to Spotify or Amazon or Apple or whatever it is that you like to listen to. You can also go to sandyrios.com and listen pretty easily. And of course, we're available on all these social media platforms. Well, I'm sure you have an opinion about the economy. And if you're like me, you have some knowledge of it, but not the detailed knowledge that you wish you did have, especially since it is going to affect all of us. There's no question about that. It's like one more drama playing out, and I just encourage you to stay tuned. Well, according to a recent study, as many as 20% of women who undergo chemical abortions suffer complications. And that doesn't surprise me. They do this at home. And these drugs are not regulated. Again, there's two drugs. They are not actually approved both for abortion. One is off-label. And I don't really think there's been adequate studies done to show what it does to a woman, not only physically but emotionally. And yet this pill accounts for 60% of all abortions. Well, Preborn's network of clinics are flooded daily with women seeking help. You know, sometimes they've taken the pill and they regret it. And they actually sometimes bring their babies, their aborted babies, with them, thinking that the preborn clinic can help them. But of course, they can't at that point. But there is a pill that they can give them that can sometimes reverse the abortion pill effects, which is amazing to me, and I'm very grateful. And you need to know about that. So Preborn Clinics is really trying to help women in every way that they can. I want to thank you for your long-term sponsorship for them. It's $28 for one ultrasound, and of course, any amount you can give is tremendously helpful. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation. Well, you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can listen to us on any podcast platform. Our home base is afr.net. That's AmericanFamilyRadio.net. But all other podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, whatever you like, Amazon, whatever you listen through, we are there. You can find us on social media, all the platforms. You can follow me on X and my Twitter handle. Isn't that lovely? I remember when they used to start saying that. I thought it was so funny. I could hardly bring myself to saying it. And now I'm saying it. It's at Sandy Rios Tweet. That's at Sandy Rios Tweet. Okay, get out a pencil and paper because we're going to talk tariffs and prices and countries and deficits and all that kind of stuff. But you'll hear it in a way that you hopefully can understand. So that all happens today on Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line.
Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up. Speak up. Say something. Do something.
At ports across America tonight, a new reality for the more than $3 trillion worth of goods imported into the country each year. President Trump's baseline tariff of 10% for nearly all U.S. trading partners now in effect. Far higher tariffs, like 46% on Vietnam, 26% on India, and 20% on the European Union, are set to begin on Wednesday. The president's senior counselor for trade and manufacturing today insisting
we're going to have a bullish boom and the Dow's going to hit 50,000 during Trump's term.
But U.S. markets this week had a decidedly different interpretation. The Dow plunging nearly 4,000 points since President Trump's Rose Garden announcement Wednesday.
It's our declaration of economic independence.
The market sell-off triggered Thursday, deepening Friday, after China announced it would match the new U.S. tariffs on its goods with 34% tariffs of its own on imports from the U.S.
All right, so heads are rolling. I mean, actually, they're rotating on people's necks around the globe. World leaders are either coming to Trump's side and trying to help, or they're, you know, causing trouble. It is a shakeup, a worldwide shakeup that is just pretty amazing to watch. What is the truth here? Is this a good thing? Is the sky falling? Are we going into recession? Are you going to lose all of your 401k? Are you going to lose your job? Are you going to be able to afford groceries? Those are the questions that regular Americans are being actually, I think, goaded into worrying about. And I do have an opinion on this. Of course, I do. But President Trump is an economic expert, and so is our next guest. I've been talking to former Congressman David Brett, since he was a congressman. He has his PhD in economics and actually went to Congress as, I think, the only person sitting in that chamber who had any knowledge of economics. It's just amazing. So now he's at Liberty University as Senior Vice President of Business Relations. You see him on War Room with Steve Bannon. And I would just say that he's become a powerhouse on understanding economics. And so he's joined us this morning. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Sandy. Thank you.
Okay, so I think since we're talking now, this is on Monday, April the 7th. And today the headlines are a little different. That they change every day. Right now there's like an implosion about China. I know that President Trump, I think, put 38% tariffs on it, and now they're responding. But there's a real kind of war of words going on between President Trump and President Xi. So I just wondered do you think that China is in danger, any kind of economic danger from our tariffs?
Oh, absolutely. They're a huge, right? The percentage of their economy that's traded is over half, right? We're 14% of imports, et cetera. So, you know, if we get into a trade dispute with China, you know, it'll impact us some, but nothing like China. And they already have a very weak economy, right? You're seeing the ghost cities. They got local debt problems. They got a population explosion bomb. And so they're saber rattling, hoping Trump's going to back down. But you've seen the rest of the world, 50 countries are coming in all of a sudden to renegotiate. Van der Leyen, the spokeswoman for the EU, came out today and said we'll go 0-0 on manufacturing tariffs for all
the
European Union countries. Right, so that was a shocker. 2 days ago, she was saying the opposite.
Yes.
And then, the final thing I'll say on China is all these experts, they're talking about Trump's eye-popping tariffs. China's had up 70% tariff, non-tariff manipulation against us, according to Trump's chart. And they grew at 10% GDP growth, which is huge for 10 years or more. And so all the chattering class and all these economists who want free trade, they seem to miss all the huge tariffs of the G20 rich countries against us, and especially of China against us. And they're saying the tariffs are going to slow our growth. They didn't slow China's growth. And so I'd like them to sit down and explain if they want to defend the current system. I certainly wouldn't want to defend the current system to all the people across America in Detroit and all the inner cities in the Rust Belts that have lost their jobs, right? If import prices go up a hair, people are smart. They're going to substitute, pick alternative products made in the U.S. or elsewhere. But nothing's going to get the jobs back until we get industry back here.
You know, my son has been in Canada for a number of years, and we've traveled up there a lot of times. And one thing we notice is that the prices are so high. That's a little different now because their dollar's down. But generally speaking, it costs a lot to go to Canada. It costs a lot to eat out. It costs a lot for clothes. And I've always thought that was because they had some sort of protectionist policies. And goods were higher because they were trying to support wage earners and their infrastructure. And actually, it wasn't a bad plan. And you come back across the border, and of course, we're paying pennies to the dollar on cheap Chinese goods, inexpensive clothing. And it just was inevitable, David, that we have to stop this because we're hurting our country by pumping China up. Simple as that. All those goods and services we bought from China, mostly goods, have pumped up their economy so that they become really our number one threat. Is that an overstatement?
No, it's not an overstatement at all. In 1999, two of their colonels, who are now generals, wrote a document that you can all go look up called Unrestricted Warfare. And it's grotesque. It mentions 9/11 in there. It mentions virus outbreaks and attacks. It mentions everything. China is building up more ships in the last decade than we have total. And so why are they doing that? Right? If they're peace-loving, they just want to trade and they just want to be friends, I don't think so. That's not what it says in the Communist Manifesto or in the Chinese Trade Manifesto, right? They want to overtake the world. That's their goal. That's not our goal. We are the good guys and always have been. We're willing to play fair with everybody. But we set up the Bretton Woods liberal world order after World War II, and we've been abused by our friends, by the European Union. How do they all get to have a month vacation and retire at 55 or whatever they do with all sorts of extended social welfare benefits? We don't have any of that. How are they pulling that off? It's certainly not by productivity. It's we're paying a large part of the freight, not to mention the defense budget. And so, no, you're right on the money. That's what Trump's doing. He's going to overturn the existing globalist trade order and political order. That's mm-hmm. what he's doing. It's not about tariffs per se. He wants to shift power and return power back to the American people.
Yeah, and I just want to say to my listeners, yes, be prepared for higher prices on some things. And pull up your patriotism. I think of our parents and grandparents who went on, yeah. who did rationing, who went on food stamps, who did whatever they could to support the war effort in World War II. They couldn't go fight all of them, but they could do this back home. And they no pantyhose, lots of things not available. So come on. We can do without some stuff that we're used to buying. We're not going to go hungry. And so I'm just a challenge, my challenge to my listening audience. But, okay, so China's yep. fast. I want to ask you one more thing about them, though, before we leave, because I believe this is so important because they are such a threat to
yep.
us. What, because they have so much infiltration. Oh, my goodness, Dave. Last time a year ago, I was talking about the Chinese infiltrating San Diego, coming up on shore and getting into,
yep.
you know, these black SUVs and all of that. So we know that we have tons of them in country. We also know they own tons of our land near our air bases, military bases. And Gordon Chang has said long, long ago that they actually want our territory. They want our territory. So what kind of thing could they hold against us? What threat could there be that would cause President Trump to back down and give China what it wants? Do they have anything like that?
Well, the unfortunate aspect of communism, which was responsible for the loss of 100 million dead people last century, right? It was supposed to usher in the brotherhood of workers. Instead, we got 100 million dead through wars and communist upheavals and whatever. The only problem we have is our political will, like you just said, right? It's time to shore up the American will and be willing to fight just minimally for the survival of our republic as we know it. And so the Chinese, the one thing they have is they don't care if their people suffer, right? The beauty of a communist system is they just take all the money from the workers and shove it into capital and business investment, and the Belt and Road and their defense budget, and they take it from their consumer. That's why they do not have a consumer economy. They were trying to move toward that, but they ran out of time. And so now the last speech he gave a year ago, he said, we're going full-on Marxist-Leninist. There will be no economic reforms, meaning, you know, like Deng Xiaoping using capitalism and the price system. And we're even going to get rid of Chinese stuff, right, like Buddhist and Confucius thought. We're going to go full-on Marxist-Leninist. And so they are willing, the elite, the CCP, not the Chinese people. God bless them. They're all made in God's image, right? But the CCP is torturing those people, and they will use slave labor or whatever they have to do to win this ideological war. And, you know, people may not know Karl Marx. Made a pact. He wrote hundreds of pages on of poetry. It's on Tucker Carlson, a great interview with a professor who's just mild-mannered, but he had all the documents. And Marx was doing a Faustian bargain with the devil, just quite amazing that we've missed that in the U.S. We're always kind of the good guys. We always assume the other people's motives is okay. CCP, that is not the case. They by definition, do not believe in God. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe people are made in God's image, and you cannot have human rights and anything that goes with it.
Yeah. This is a great observation, Dave, a great time to mention that. And I think you said we're always the good guys, and I think you alluded to this a few minutes ago, but I want to just mention it at least. One of the reasons we have such a trade inequity, our tariff inequity, I guess you could say, and trade, is because after World War II, we were trying to be gracious to people who had been devastated in the war. Isn't that the case? Yes. Yeah, so we've said, okay, right, we'll pay more. We're going to build up the world. We'll do that. But no one has touched it, I think, in 50 years. And people got wealthy because of that. So in a bad way, they got wealthy. Nothing wrong with being wealthy.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about go ahead, please.
No, if you'll notice, the bankers always come out good in wars, right? There's no shocker there. And that's the new thing, right? The CEO class in this country is not looking out for the welfare of the United States anymore. They always used to, right? And that's a glaring error. The Magnificent Seven, all the oligarchs around the left, there's no America First folks there fighting for these causes. And that's a significant change. And so we've got to change the culture back. The people better be training their kids, getting back into church, Sunday school, reading the Bible. And that revolution will save this country.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah, we've had I say this before, but of course we've had a political revolution. Now we need a spiritual revolution. There's a reason why we've been blessed with this victory with Trump and why things are going well. And it isn't because Trump is so talented. He is. He's all of those things, but he could not have made all of these miracles happen by himself. So we have to make sure we come before God. But now, the European Union, this stuff fascinates me, Dave. I think the EU is a different kind of threat to us from China. I mean, I think they almost hate us every bit as much as China does. And I think they want our destruction as much as China does, but in a different way. So a practical question. The countries, it sounds as though the countries in the EU are negotiating separately from the EU. Why doesn't the EU negotiate for all of their countries? I don't understand that. Like France is negotiating separately from the EU.
Yeah, I know. I don't have all that down. Ursula von der Leyen must have got them to go along with the new package, right? So they can... They must have some latitude individually. They can message politically, I think, is more of what's been going on. But they the more important piece is what you started off with. They don't like us. They don't like themselves, right? London, England now has no walk zones because of their immigration policy, right? They have huge problems with trafficking and sexual abuse. That's just grotesque, and they won't arrest the people because they're scared of the criminals. Right. So that's a shocker for the UK and France similar, Amsterdam similar. They don't love themselves anymore, and just a little leading indicator, their church pews are empty. Oh. And so USA, wake up. that's what happens, right? If you forego God, God still loves you, but he's going to let you go off and wander in the wilderness. And boy, is Europe wandering in the wilderness.
That's the truth.
And they're, you know, I mean, just if people haven't been following, right, the UK economy is terrible. The French economy, not so hot. The German economy, terrible. They've made terrible political calculus with the war in Ukraine. They're all globalists, right? They got together with the EU. Trump's got a flowery way of saying it. The EU was set up to not do us well, is one way of putting what he said.
And that's the truth. And so, in regard to the EU, it just seems strange to me. I'm shocked, really, that the leader, whose name I cannot pronounce or remember, the female, just now said they would negotiate for zero tariffs. They were interested in talking about zero tariffs with the U.S.?
Yeah, no, it's Ursula von der Leyen. And I don't have all the finer points on European negotiations, but the EU, which was set up where we basically footed the bill for them, as long as they would be our friends and ally with us against the Soviet Union. Since then, they've taken full advantage of us, and that's what Trump is reacting against with these tariff regimes. And so I don't know how it's going to work out individually country by country, but Ursula von der Leyen, her latest thing, 2 days ago, she said, no go, we're not negotiating, we're not talking with you, nothing. And all of a sudden, she's in at the bargaining table saying zero tariffs for us, zero for you on manufacturing.
Amazing.
But I don't think that includes whole categories of cars and them protecting agriculture and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, quickly, the jobs numbers came out. It was 228,000. It's almost double, I think, what they were expecting. And as I understand it, now this morning the stock market actually came up some. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, it's still down a little bit today, and it'll shuffle out because of the uncertainty. But once these countries start negotiating, within a week or two, I think there's going to be some stability in the messaging coming out of the White House and an understanding by the media and by markets. And the markets are almost amoral. They don't care about the morality. They just want to make money. And so once they see that we're going to get the economy rolling again and they see the rest of the world coming to negotiate with Trump, there's going to be a lot of good news coming.
So you're very optimistic also. You think it's golden age?
Yeah.
Is a golden age coming?
The economy, right? Not the stock market. The 10%, the wealthy 10% own 90% of the stock market, and they own all the media, right? So if you want to know what's going on, right, why the messaging is all against Trump, that's why.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, listen, Dave, thank you. We appreciate your time so much always. And I hope to talk to you soon. And we'll just fasten our seatbelts and ride this wave together. So
you got it. You got it. Thank you, Sandy. God bless you.
Thank you, Dave. My pleasure. Same to you. Bye-bye. Well, that was, of course, Dave Brat, our good friend Dave Brat, former congressman and an economics professor, former that. So Liberty University is very lucky to have him, and so are we, anytime he can give us a few minutes. I want to make some comments. The jobs report came out, and 228,000, as I said, were added in March. And they were expecting, I think, like 150,000. So it was 140,000. That's what they were expecting. So it literally was twice what they were expecting. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, all the critics. And one other thing, or more than one. Speaking of these countries and entities, the EU we were just discussing, they have actually offered on their cars to drop the tariffs from 10% to 2.5%, which I think is amazing. And that's just part of the negotiation. But we'll see what happens from that. Japan, by the way, who's been our friend, sort of, was our enemy in World War II. We built Japan back up just like we did Germany. And so they've had some hefty tariffs on us, and we've let them do that. But now it sounds like they've been hit with a pretty hefty tariff. And they have responded by saying that they're going to go ahead and increase liquefied natural gas imports from the U.S. and invest in an Alaska pipeline and other things. So this is just a sample of how the nations are responding. Even UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer he huffs and he puffs, and I personally think he's a radical leftist. I'm not a fan of Keir Starmer. He's done a lot of damage there. But this is what he just said: the world has changed. Globalization is over, and we are now in a new era. So he's actually backing off. from criticizing Trump and the tariffs. I just think that's pretty amazing. Well, I have more for you. I have a lot more for you. I've got some conversation with Victor Davis Hanson and some other responses around the world that I want to share with you. So don't go away. I'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
As abortion continues to rise, Preborn is expanding their life-affirming care in the darkest corners of our nation to help more hurting women and save more babies. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $15,000 will place a machine in a needy women's center, saving countless lives for years to come. To donate, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
I got a report from the USTR last night that more than 50 countries have reached out to the president to begin a negotiation. But they're doing that because they understand that they bear a lot of the tariff. And so I don't think that you're going to see a big effect on the consumer in the U.S. because I do think that the reason why we have a persistent long-run trade deficit is these people have very inelastic supply. They've been dumping goods into the country in order to create jobs, say, in China.
All right, so that was Kevin Hester, who's one of the economic advisors. I just love him. He's the guy with the round glasses, and he's always got a smile on his face. But so countries are responding. They're trying to get in touch with President Trump. And actually, China's kind of late to the party. So there is a lot of tension right now in negotiations with China. So we've talked about Canada a lot lately. I did an entire hour or so last week with a Canadian friend about the economy there, about the upcoming election between the heir apparent to Trudeau, it's Mark Carney, and his challenger, Pierre Poilievre. And so, by the way, I just heard from my Canadian friend that the polls now are neck and neck in that race. And what does this have to do with the economy and President Trump? Well, actually a ton, because Carney is the leftist. He's never been in office before. He's probably to the left of Justin Trudeau, at least in some ways. They're just joined at the hip in most of their parties. This will be bad news if Canadians get him as their prime minister. The election is coming up pretty shortly here, so he's going pedal to the metal. He was just in Quebec, and he told the French-speaking Quebecans of Canada that President Trump was going to do away with French culture in Canada. He's going to eradicate it. He's going to do away with all your customs. That's what he's telling them. He's talking about how President Trump, of course, we did discuss this last week, is the enemy number one, and how he's going to destroy Canada, wants to take it over, erase its identity. He goes on and on. And so I did wonder, you know, will people understand at some point that he is really there's no substance, that these things are gross exaggerations, like Joe Biden saying we're going to lose our democracy if you elect President Trump? I hope that they understand that, and I'm really glad the polls are close. But Canada has got, you know, some tough tariffs coming their way, too. And they don't have the backbench that America has. They don't have the economy we have. One thing that Carney said that was really offensive to me was he said that he wants to form a confederation with other like-minded countries to face off with the United States because they're no longer our friends. So he's talking about, you know, forming close alliances with really, really likely, he didn't mention countries, but likely our enemies. That's horrific. You think about them being so close to us on that border, and if he should do that. But in behind closed doors, here's what Mark Carney's doing. He has agreed to talk to President Trump the day after the election and talk about the tariffs, and then they'll make a deal. But right now, he's out there blaming President Trump for all of their woes and trying to get elected on making President Trump the object of wrath. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. So, again, the polls are neck and neck, and that's actually really good considering the circumstances. And I find myself wondering if Canada isn't like the United States when President Trump ran in 2016 and also in 2020. Many people would not respond to polls, or if they did, they did not want to say they were voting for Trump, and they probably don't want to say they're voting for Poilievre. What is a Poilievre? I hope that that's the case. But anyway, they're getting hit with some pretty good tariffs too, and there's a reason for it. On milk, for instance, they tariff us. They charge us 200% on our milk. We charge them in return 2.5%. Now, first of all, don't ask me why we trade milk with them. We sell them our milk and they sell us their milk. I don't get that. I'm sure there's a reason. Nevertheless, the point is the point, and they are charging huge tariffs on their products for us. So it's just not right. President Trump is right when he says it's unfair. And I want to read you something. This is from Real Clear Politics. I really love this. It's the title of the article is America Gets Even, Trump Launches Reciprocal Tariffs. And this is how it starts. Richard Nixon ended the gold standard. Bill Clinton ratified NAFTA. And Donald Trump, no less ambitious in his aims, today announced a series of sweeping retaliatory tariffs designed to reorder the global trade system established in the wake of the Second World War. So the president was, and that's all true. I don't know if you know, I mean, I'd have to stop and really take a lot of time to talk about history, but those things are true. And ending the gold standard was not good for our economy, because then that made other currencies become stronger. And so then Bill Clinton ratified NAFTA. That was a trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. And George Herbert Walker Bush was one of the worst to want to open the borders between Canada and Mexico and the United States. He was openly in favor of that. Free trade, free trade, free trade, free trade. They sold it to us as though it were the Holy Grail, but it was not the Holy Grail. And actually, I want to read, this is another great quote. This is from Pat Buchanan, if I can find it. Pat was a strong conservative, in the 80s, and he ran for president. He was a great guy. I didn't know him well, but I did know him, and I was on television with him several times. But this is what Pat had to say. He said, to me, the country comes before the economy, and the economy exists for the people. I believe in free markets, but I do not worship them. In the proper hierarchy of things, it is the market that must be harnessed to work for man and not the other way around. Isn't it a great quote? Because it's true that somehow we stood down and I think this is kind of a harsh statement because I know a lot of businessmen, but I know one really, really well that I love, and we used to get into these discussions in Chicago, and he was certainly a man of integrity, but he was all in for free trade, and it was to him the holy grail of business. But I could see that it was doing destruction. Even though I'm not an economist, I just understood that. I don't know why my dad was a businessman. Maybe I have a little bit of his gene, but it just didn't make sense to farm out all of our labor so that when you called someone for help at Motorola, suddenly you couldn't even understand the person trying to answer the question because cheap labor had been farmed out to other countries for our American goods and instructions. It is still that way today, as you well know. And that's because of free trade and this global market that they told us was going to be wonderful. What did I say this already? They used to tell us a rising tide lifts all boats. So as the world economy increases, everyone will go up. We'll all be better off. But no, was that true? It's not speculation to say that they really devastated the American economy and American workers. But President Trump, when he was in the Rose Garden last week making this announcement, he said that our country has been looted, pillaged, raped, and plundered by trading partners, both adversaries and allies alike. Taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it's not going to happen anymore. And so, it's really interesting. I wish I had this clip, but I did see it. In 1988, Donald Trump, the citizen, was on Oprah Winfrey, and he basically said, they come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the blank out of our companies. He was against this free trade all along. Isn't that interesting? So he hasn't changed his tune, and he is determined to make this happen. Senator Eric Schmidt, who is from Missouri, also said it a little differently. I really like this. He said, America is not an economic zone. It's not a strip mall with an airport attached. It's a nation. It's a people. It's our home. And so I just think, look, there are a million naysayers. In fact, I should probably share a couple of the naysaying quotes that I have. Here's one. A major technology group, the Consumer Technology Association, their spokesperson said, these tariffs will raise consumer prices and force our trade partners to retaliate. Well, that's happening. Not the prices, but the retaliation. Americans will become poorer because of these tariffs. This will not be a golden age, but a return to the global economic catastrophe of the Smoot-Hawley tariffs of the 1930s that will disproportionately hurt low-income and hard-working Americans. Well, I just think that's balderdash. That's just balderdash. It's what the stock market minions, and all of us are in the stock market, so I'm not talking about those of us who have invested our money. Our 401ks are in there because our investment advisors suggest that. We have other choices, but we choose often to invest in the stock market. But the people that are stock market centric, you heard Dave say just a minute ago that what 10% of the wealthy own 90% of the wealth in the stock market, something to that effect. So I am not against people getting wealthy or successful in business. I am just not. I've seen people, maybe not enough of them, but I have seen them use their great success, great material success, to help others. To start projects. I think of the Museum of the Bible, started by the Green family. I don't know if you've been there in D.C., but it's beautiful. And they do a lot of other things like that with their money. There are people like that. Why wouldn't this? At the turn of the century, we had multi-million billionaires starting museums and projects that have lasted, you know, through the centuries or through the two centuries. And so I would just say it's not wealth. It's not money that is bad. It's the love of it. It is the love of it when it drives you. So with the stock market, there's been a lot of selfishness. And there's a lot of wealth has been gained by the people that really do play the market and game it. And those that work in that whole arena. But the regular Americans have just been devastated. And it's time to stop that. And I agree with President Trump. I'm all in. If I have to pay more for my stuff that I buy, that I like to buy, or if I just can't buy it anymore, these things I can live without, but I like and want, if I have to do away with those, how much harm does that do to us? I would say, don't you think it actually will help our character? And I'm speaking to myself now because I do love to, I like to buy, I'm a consumer. But don't you think it will be good for our character not to have that ability to spend our time thinking about other things and doing other things than spending and accumulating more things? I'm not talking about those of you who are, you know, just trying to live, and that's what you have money to spend on. A lot of people have extra money. And so I think it's good for us. I think it's kind of like medicine, as President Trump said. Well, I hope you learned, like I did today in our discussion with Congressman Dave Brat, And we'll talk a little bit more about it, you can imagine. As the days go by, we're going to have more conversation about this economy and the tariffs. I want to thank our sponsor, Timothy Plan, speaking of money, because they can help you figure out how to put your money where your values are. And the goal for them is to help you to discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.